Episode 21, Frugal Date Ideas.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Going out on date.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jen.
And I'm Jill.
And today, we are talking about nurturing your relationship and your bank account all at the same time with our favorite frugal date ideas. And even if you're not in a relationship, these are still fun things that you can go on girl dates with your friends or boy dates if you're a boy. No judgment. So,
dates by yourself.
Take yourself out.
Enjoy yourself, your own personhood.
I have definitely done these by myself, so I support that.
Sometimes those are the best dates.
I love it. But first, our sponsors.
A word from our sponsors. Podcast Crafter. Whether you are starting from scratch or you need to free up your time, kind of like mowing your lawn, no one really wants to do it. So just hire a professional. Podcast Crafter offers a suite of services for personal and business podcasts, which includes branding, custom soundtracks, full episode production, publishing, just basically anything you need for a podcast that you want to start. Visit podcastcrafter.com and you can schedule a free one-on-one consultation.
That's lovely. Basically, your podcast is your lawn and Podcast Crafter will mow it for you. It's a perfect analogy.
I think so.
I love
it. Who wants to mow their lawn? It needs to be done, but it's a waste of time.
Yeah, especially in the summer. I make Travis do it.
Good.
And
as he should.
Our podcast is also brought to you by love. If you're married or in a relationship or a human being, you want love. Remember, you can't buy me love, but you can buy me a financial future that will ensure I stay with you until death do us part.
Love. That is such a good sponsor, Jen. I really appreciate when you come up with those little extra sponsors because it's so true.
We've been waiting on Love to agree to sponsor the show. And, you know, love is real difficult to find. And when you find it, it's a sponsor you want to stick with. You don't take it for granted.
You don't let it go. But if it leaves you, let it go. And if it's true, it'll come back to you.
Yeah. And or if you get enough podcast subscribers, then it'll come back to you because it's good for it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of podcast subscriber fish in the sea.
Yeah. So hashtag love. Oh, before we get started, too, I found this really great show on Hulu. So for anybody that has Hulu, most people are probably familiar with BuzzFeed's Tasty. Are you familiar with that, Jill?
Yes.
Tasty brand? So they have a show on Hulu. So it's just basically longer form videos of what you'll see on Facebook, maybe less than 10 minutes, with teaching you different ways to use like knife techniques, bake a chocolate cake, roast a turkey, fry foods. So like all these things that I am not good at in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all these videos, and even though I don't cook meat, I watched all of them, and I've learned a lot of cool stuff. So for anybody that has Hulu, that's trying to cook at home more, but you're just totally clueless, definitely find, it's called Tasty 101, and it's on Hulu, and I think you will be pleased with what you learn from there.
Thanks for that tip, Jen. I really enjoy watching those videos. I'm a visual learner, and I feel like most people are. You can't just read how to do something. You got to watch them, and you get a bird's eye view within those videos that helps it make sense. Like, oh, that's how you do that. And then you feel inspired to go do it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what these are. They're like a little longer form than what you'd get on YouTube, but still short enough to where you can get through. Like, they have two seasons, and I think there's maybe like 6 or 7 episodes per season. So it's you'll get through it in a few hours. It's really quick.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you can do it with your partner or your friends and then cook together for frugal date night.
Ooh, good segue.
Yeah. So we went on the internet and found 2 articles, just like we do, that would be what you would find if you would Google frugal date nights. And we found some really great free date ideas and some really great cheap date ideas, because it's important to include date night in the budget. Like, you can't just forget about your love, especially when they agree to sponsor your podcast.
Exactly. So,
yeah. So, Jill, take it away. Take us down this love path.
I don't know if I'm going to do that, but we're going to go through this article put out by Stylecaster, and they go through, what is it, 20 date ideas? More than that, 31. Wow, they gave us more than I would have expected.
A date for every day.
A date for every day. So one of the ones that I liked on this list was number 8, talking about having a beach day. So obviously this is season specific, but I like that idea because it can be free or inexpensive. And I would say for those who don't live near the ocean, to even find a lake with a beach, because normally you also don't have to pay for tags. You don't have to pay to get in. That would really be a free date if you go and hang out by the lake. And also it's more calm by the lake. And then usually there's paths that you can walk along also. So that I enjoyed doing that. And usually it's, for us living in Pennsylvania, that's closer than going to the actual beach, and then less expensive because you don't have to buy parking, beach tags, everything else that goes along with that. Just go to the lake.
Yeah. We have a, we live very close to the beach, and there is no more free parking at the beach. It's all gone. And so we have found the last free parking lot by the beach is actually belongs to a bar on the beach. And that's where, we've been there, Jill. It's called Jimmy B's. And so we will park there and then go in, and we can just get like drinks or food if we plan to be there for a long time, or just like a soda, and justify our cost for parking, because we would have paid the same amount for soda as we would in the regular lot, but we wouldn't have gotten a soda.
Right. You can't consume your parking fee anywhere else.
Yeah.
What did you like from this article?
So this first one holds a dear place in my heart. I liked number 5, geocaching. Have you been geocaching, Jill?
I have done it a long time ago, though.
Yeah. So
this has been around for a while.
It has. And everybody forgets about it. But Travis and I did it a lot when we were dating. And it's actually how he proposed to me.
Whoa.
He did it in a geocache. He like made his own and stuck it. We went geocaching all over the city on our bikes. And then at the very end, we went to this one that he like took the phone, and because there's an app, a geocaching app, that you can look and find the geocaches. And he took it and he's like, oh, we're going to this one. I was like, I didn't know there was one there. That's funny. And we get there and we're looking, and like I find it. And then it's just this little pillbox that has a letter written to me. And then when I like, I'm sitting on this bench and reading the letter, and I look up, and then he's proposing. And later I found out that he was going to put the ring in the pillbox, but his roommate suggested that he just hold on to it.
Good roommate.
Right? So I love it. It's a really good way to get to know a city. Like if you're traveling, it's a really great way to learn some secret spots there. And even in your own city, you'll be really surprised where the caches are. And it's just like a good way to kind of get up and like go on like a scavenger hunt, an adult scavenger hunt. It's so fun.
Yeah. And you actually dig things up or find things. And then everyone who has visited that site is able to add something to it, right?
Yeah. Sometimes you can. Yeah.
Weird things, just like trinkets or a letter or whatever. They felt like, you know, you're probably not going to actually find money that you can take, but it is fun.
Yeah. And sometimes you just write your name on a piece of paper and the date you found the cash. Like, it's really simple. So don't feel like you need to bring anything or leave anything or take something. I did find one time. It was in a bush, and there was a warning on the geocache app that said, "Watch out for the bird." And I was like, I don't know what that means. And so when we went to get the geocache, every time we went to grab it, a bird would attack us. It was no joke. There was a bird attacking, because I guess the geocache was by its nest. And I'm like, why is there a geocache here? Like, why would you do that?
The same bird there every time, just swooping in.
So you do have to watch out for birds. But geocaching is super fun. It's a great activity. And you also get to know what your partner is like under stress, or like when they're looking for something. You learn a lot about somebody when you're looking for something.
And just playing games in general. You learn a lot about other couples too, and your friends and everything. So,
yeah. So that's my favorite one on the list.
Yeah. I also liked number 13, which is talking about going to, well, they say expensive open houses. I would say just any kind of open house. I do really enjoy doing this. Eric, not as much, because he feels like it makes him want to buy a house, even though he's not ready for that. I just like, I'm that person when I'm driving by, I just want to see what these places look like inside. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm creepy and nosy. I'm not sure, but I enjoy being able to go in and see what other houses look like. So if I can talk Eric into doing this, I enjoy it. But also, I would put under this category going into boat sales or motorhome sales places and touring boats and motorhomes for free. You can pretend that you're interested in buying a boat or a motorhome. Those are really fun to be able to see how they're laid out, what they look like inside, and it's a good way to pass an hour or two. So that has been some fun date ideas for Eric and I.
Yeah. So we used to go to open houses before we owned a home, and the nicer ones, they have snacks. Uh-huh. So that's probably why they suggested the luxury homes. And then we also went and looked at RVs, because there's a huge RV supercenter about 45 minutes from our house. And like, it's so big, you ride around on a golf cart around all of the grounds, like, to look for these specific RVs.
Oh, cool.
And it was so fun. Yeah. And they have like coffee inside. They gave us chocolates. So like, the fancier the place, the more you have to protect yourself to not actually buy anything. You have to be like really adamant that you cannot afford it. But it
but
is
don't
fun
let them know
to
that.
Like pretend. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You just inside you have to know, but on the outside, you just have to pretend, and you'll get like snacks and like
I've never
look at all these really nice things.
Yeah. I've never, changed my name or pretended like I worked at this super high end place, but I do make sure that my ring is super shiny. have you and Travis ever like gone into, I don't know, look at a car or a motorhome or a house and like taken on new personalities?
No, actually, because I've just realized that they will give financing to anybody, like no matter where you work, as long as you have a job. So I don't even care. I mean, it doesn't even matter anymore to me. Uh-huh. because people that should not get financing for the craziest stuff. So I'm like, well, I can be myself here.
That's awesome. You don't really care how much I make as long as I sign those papers.
As long as my credit score is high enough, I'll get approved.
Yeah.
So I just have to walk in and like with a shirt that says like 800 credit score. They'll give me whatever I want.
Yeah. I also liked number 25 on here. And this one is less for me and more for what I would imagine the men would want to hear me say.
I agree.
Which is playing old school video games. I think a lot of these date ideas can be very female driven and what maybe us ladies would want to do. So I think it's definitely important to think through what could be some inexpensive or free ideas that, you know, the male version of us would want.
Exactly.
So playing video games together, doing something side by side that guys would want to do is definitely worth considering.
Yeah. So, Travis loves when we do activities together or work on a project together. That's his favorite like date idea. And so, yeah, but he does not want to play video games with me because I just get frustrated really easily. I'm not competitive.
Yeah. And the old school video games, everybody can get on board with that. I actually get a little bit like carsick from video games. It's just all too real for me. But old school Pac-Man, that's just fun.
Get it. I mean, Tetris was my game because I was an only child.
So, you didn't have friends to play with?
Nope. I didn't have friends. If you can believe it.
I'm sorry, Jen. I'll play Pac-Man with you.
Oh, thank you. I don't know how to play, but I'll try.
Okay.
Speaking of games, the one on this list that I did not like. Oh my gosh. You can tell that the author was just trying to be different and they were trying to have like a unique idea because a lot of these you'll see them elsewhere. But the author was just really trying to do something different. Mm-hmm. And bless their heart, play a messy game of Twister, number 15.
Tell us how you feel about it, Jen.
Suggesting that you put coordinated paint colors on the Twister circles and play it. A, how do you play Twister with two people, especially when paint is involved? Who's going to, when you're both like in a weird positions, who's going to like do the thing to figure out where else you go? And then how do you get back in the house when you're covered in paint? Mm-hmm. Like we've painted this RV and I can barely make it into the house without playing like paint Twister. Like I can barely make it in the house without getting paint somewhere.
It's just maybe a little bit too realistic.
I feel like this is something you would put on Instagram to be like, look how fun my boyfriend and I are. But it's totally impractical.
Exactly.
Messy Twister.
I also think that this is more of a good idea for if you're babysitting children, you know, to be like the fun babysitter and get them all messy and then just hose them down. You know, you have the power to just on a hot day. All right. You guys got this paint on you and spray them off.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Not a date idea.
Even children are so unpredictable. Like they're going to get paint everywhere, even if you hose them off.
Sure. But you're the babysitter.
So who cares? Right. Yeah.
You can tell I don't babysit children, exactly. Nor do I have children of my own. I just think that that would be fun.
Yeah. Definitely not fun for me at my house. I just see it going horribly wrong. picture yourself and somebody else playing Twister with paint on the colors. Like, imagine that. Imagine it.
I don't think it would be fun for me. What would be fun, though, would be food. I would get on board with that. Just put some whipped cream and fudge and maybe, like, bury some strawberries in there.
Way better idea.
Maybe I would just want to eat. Maybe just a better idea is just to sit and eat whipped cream. I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I would
do. Paint. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, bless her heart. I have to commend. The next one is find a free movie screening, which is like one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
So she redeemed herself by including that because so free movies are everywhere. Like even in small towns, if somebody's going to have like an event in their town, it's either going to be like a free live band or a free movie.
Yep.
So they're super easy to find. Mm-hmm. Like we went to Seattle last weekend and we found a free movie screening, and Seattle's like the most expensive place I've ever been to. So they are everywhere.
And oftentimes large churches will do this as like a community event too. So you should be able to find it somewhere somehow.
Yeah. If you are having trouble finding them on your city website, just search the churches. Mm-hmm. Search the church.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So there are other free ideas on this list, but we wanted to move on to some cheap ideas because I think sometimes we get tripped up with the free stuff, and then we accidentally spend money, like, because we're doing something free. So I also like including cheap ones because then you can just add that stuff into your budget, and then you know you're spending that, and you don't get tripped up to accidentally spend money elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, because even inexpensive dates are better to think about and plan for. It doesn't always have to be free, but inexpensive can be a good goal as well.
Yeah, definitely. So our next article is from the Crazy Coupon Lady. Do you know the Crazy Coupon Lady, Jill?
I don't know her. I tend to stay away from people who would call themselves crazy.
Only crazy with a K, though.
Crazy with a K, especially. Anytime you're trying to change out your S's for Z's and C's for K's, I'm not sure. But I did like this article.
Yeah, it's 23 ridiculously cheap and free, in parentheses, date ideas. What did you like about it, Jill?
So I liked a lot on here. I would start off with number 5, which talks about cooking together. And again, all of these tips, it's based on your preferences. We're just trying to throw a lot at you and spark your creativity. But I do think that cooking together makes it a new experience and not just your everyday, all right, quick throw something together. If you're actually sitting down to maybe try a new technique, a new recipe, maybe your own take on a favorite meal rather than going to an Indian restaurant, trying to recreate that at home, and really getting both of you to do it together. That, yeah, it really can make it a good time together. So I liked that tip.
Yeah. We will sometimes get like specialty items that wouldn't normally be on the grocery list to do like a special meal. Mm-hmm. So we'll, you know, instead of going to Aldi, I'll head to Trader Joe's and get some of the nice cheese that mm-hmm. they have there, or something else fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll do that as like our cook together date night versus mm-hmm. just anything else that we would get.
And this probably doesn't count as cooking, but one of our favorite date night meals to do at home is a cheese board. So yeah, that's not cooking.
Oh, yes.
It's mostly slicing, but pretty inexpensive and mm-hmm. super fun just to get a bunch of different kinds of cheeses. And again, we just do Aldi or like you said, Trader Joe's. It doesn't have to be super expensive, but they do have some quality cheeses and some nuts and honey and spicy jam. And if you're not a vegetarian, you can get some pepperoni. And that's our favorite. And a glass of wine, it's so good.
Yes, I love that. And it's different. It's like, it doesn't feel like just a normal night, even mm-hmm. though you have to eat dinner anyway. Mm-hmm. It feels like something special. And for one of those plates at a restaurant, you'd pay like $20 mm-hmm. and you can, you know, you can spend $20 at Trader Joe's and eat cheese for a week.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's fantastic. I also love number four, getting a Groupon for a couples massage. We actually asked for this 1 year for Christmas. So it's not something that you have to just pay for. Like sometimes relatives, when I mean sometimes, I mean our relatives, hated the fact that we didn't want gifts. We just wanted money when we were paying off our debt. They're like, we want to wrap something for you. Like both sides of our families. It was crazy. So we asked for like Groupons to get a couple massage, or I think actually my mom got us one and it was just on a Christmas sale. So mm-hmm. she didn't need to get a Groupon. So these are available around the holidays too, when you can buy like discounted gift cards. But we loved it. And Travis isn't like the typical, you know, massage type, but he really enjoyed it. And it was
What is the typical massage type? How do you identify that?
I don't know. He doesn't prioritize self-care.
Okay.
So, yeah. It took us a long time to actually use the couples massage because we just kept putting it off and off. But we were so happy when we actually did use it. Yeah. So we're not the type to like indulge in things like that, even mm-hmm. if we would technically need them for something. But that was a really good gift that we got. But I see them all the time on Groupon. And Groupon's also always doing 10, mm-hmm. 20, 30% off. Mm-hmm. They're always emailing specials. So I never buy a Groupon without a discount. Mm-hmm. And also I will shop Groupon through Ebates because yes. then you would get an additional like 2-4% back through Ebates.
Yes.
Yeah. Ebates is great. And then you can also use the sale on Groupon in conjunction. So it's just, it's a fantastic deal.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give links to those in our show notes because Ebates is so great. We, side note, actually bought a Groupon vacation, like an all-inclusive vacation. And so that was, I don't know, a little over $1,000. And we got, I want to say something like 6% back through Ebates. So we got money back from... Or no, it must have been 10%. We got over $100 back just by purchasing through Ebates on Groupon, money back on our vacation. It was amazing
yes.
when you actually get
yes.
that check in the mail. Like, wow, saved money.
Yeah. And we had a friend that also did a Groupon getaway and she had a good time. So I think I've seen people ask, like, are they worth it? Mm-hmm. I've never been on one, but I have heard good things.
Yeah. I also liked, and again, this is a more catering to maybe something that a male would enjoy for a date, but finding cheap tickets to sports games, hashtag sports.
Hey, I would not pigeonhole men into that. I know a ton of women who are way more into sports than their partner.
Good point. Sorry for the sexism that was just in your ears.
Yeah, come on, Jill.
I know. Ugh. I know. So they recommended baseball games through StubHub. I would also just say there's so much baseball, so you can find cheap tickets practically anywhere. But also, check out minor leagues in your area. Usually you can find very inexpensive tickets by just going to a minor league game. And usually they can be more fun because they shoot t-shirts at you and you can sit closer to the field and I don't know what else, but they're just fun.
Sometimes they'll do like fireworks and
right.
they do a lot more things to get people to come mm-hmm. Because they know they're the minor leagues. Mm-hmm. Like they're not pretending to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite minor league team?
Tell me.
The Biscuits.
Yep, that just makes me laugh.
Yep. I think it's in like Alabama. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama, I'm pretty sure. And they are a feeder team to the Tampa Bay Rays. And nice. I love them.
The biscuits.
I've never been to a game, but if they ever came here, we have a lot of like preseason games in Florida. So if you live in a place where the major leagues do spring training, you can go to like spring training games, and I assume they're a little more inexpensive.
Yeah.
I could be totally off base there.
And I don't know if others teams would do things like this, but in our area with the Phillies, they will do dollar dog nights where you can go and get a hot dog for a dollar, which as you know me, I love hot dogs. So
you love dollar dogs.
I love hot dogs. I love cheap hot dogs. I like talking about hot dogs. I love eating hot dogs. It's I know it's pretty gross, but I can't deny it. I can't deny my love. So that's always a good night.
One of my favorite things when I lived in Orlando was the vegan hot dog guy.
You talked about him before.
Oh my gosh. I love the vegan hot dog guy. Well, I love his vegan hot dogs. He had so many great toppings. I was just so impressed by the array of toppings, and you could get them all on your dog. It was
your vegan dog.
Yeah, it was such an amazing experience. But you'd have to stay up until like midnight in order to get one.
Yes.
Because he came out so late. So that was a sad thing. But yeah, I feel your love of the dog.
Yeah, it exists.
And another one that I liked, also on the same vein as food, and I'm a little partial to this one, is going to a U-Pick farm. So even if you're in the city and you have to make a little drive to a U-Pick farm, I promise you there's one closer to you than you think. Mm-hmm. And no matter where you are, more like in the, you know, temperate climates, but still, a U-Pick farm is such a fun way to spend an afternoon picking berries or vegetables. And my in-laws own a U-Pick farm, so I'm pretty familiar with them at this point, but I had never been to one before Travis and I started dating. And now that I've been around one so much, I flippin' love them. Like, I just love spending an afternoon picking blueberries, not so much strawberries because they're low to the ground and I am tall, but blueberry bushes are high enough for me to like not break my back, and blackberry.
Nice.
And yeah, and just picking berries and then eating them. And they will, my in-laws will have live bands on Saturdays. Mm. They also have a winery where they make wine out of all of their fruits. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fun afternoon.
Yeah.
I really love it. I'd love to pick apples one day somewhere.
Yeah. Eric and I, and this is a good fall one, we've gone to just an orchard and each of us picked out just a tiny pumpkin, but whatever pumpkin stole our heart, and purchased that pumpkin and then went home and decorated them or cut them out or whatever you want to do with them. And so that made for a fun afternoon and only cost us like $10.
Yeah. It's also super cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously we're talking about cheap date ideas, but if you were needing fruit or like wanting produce, like my in-laws bring in produce from other farms that they don't grow. So people can literally do all of their produce shopping at the farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and I know they're not the only ones that do that. Mm-hmm. So it's also an inexpensive way to get groceries if you need them. And they also have like cage-free eggs that are so delicious. So it's, yeah, there's more than you would expect at a U-Pick farm. And this may not be at every U-Pick farm, but I know that I was like shocked the first time that I saw one.
Right. Good one. I liked number 21, talking about just playing outside together. I think that there is something very important about playing. And laughing together and enjoying, yeah, time together. So whatever that means for you, but Eric and I enjoy just throwing a frisbee around or playing badminton or just doing, you know, playing catch, whatever it is, something really simple. We also like the bucket game, which you can purchase or you can make it yourself by getting like two Home Depot buckets and a frisbee. And you basically, each one stands by a bucket, I don't know, like 10 yards apart, and you throw the frisbee and then you try and slap the frisbee into the bucket.
Oh yeah, we call that can jam.
Okay, yes, can jam. But I think the actual can jam has a slot, like a slit in the bucket.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you don't need to spend a bunch of money to get that. Just get buckets from Home Depot.
Nobody makes it to the slip anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just add points if you just hit the bucket.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah, we enjoy doing that together on a nice day.
Yeah. Again, horrible aim, so I'm not good at that, but it is fun to play games outside.
Mm-hmm.
Even games that you would play inside, just take them outside and literally you can call that a date.
Like what? Like, what would you do inside that you want to take outside?
Monopoly.
Oh, okay.
Or Settlers of Catan, but not Risk because you'll die out there. like a reasonably short game.
Monopoly, so maybe not Monopoly. Not short.
Yeah. You'll also die out there if you play Monopoly, so.
Or just a card game.
Yeah. Play a card game outside.
Yeah.
It's gonna start cooling down. I am pretty good. I liked, there's a number 17 was trained for the Color Run together.
Oh.
I feel like that's an affiliate link and that's why they use the Color Run. But you can really train for any 5K together because you can find some pretty cheap 5Ks and they're super fun. If you hate running, training for a 5K and doing one is super reasonable. Like, don't be scared.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, you're going to have to exercise anyway. So why don't you combine that with hanging out with your partner? So,
right.
I like that idea. But that's it for me.
Yeah, same for me. There are other good ones on here. It's just we can also move on to our favorite time of the week.
Oh gosh, yes.
It's coming. It is the Bill of the Week!
It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hello, my name is Jenna. I live in Iowa and I am calling to leave my tip for the Bill of the Week. I am a yoga instructor, and I have been doing yoga for many years, so I really look forward to a future podcast about how you can exercise and stay fit on the cheap. But I have some tips for how to do yoga for less money, because yoga studios are super expensive. The first tip is to go to your local yoga studio and ask if you can volunteer as a desk manager or a cleaner, because often a lot of yoga studio owners will be happy to exchange free classes for the service work. The second tip is to look for community classes. A lot of yoga studios have instructor training where they will allow these instructors to practice teaching community class for free. The third tip is to check out your local rec center or YMCA. So a lot of times community rec centers and YMCAs offer yoga classes for less than $5 a pop. And then my last tip for doing yoga on the cheap would be to use all the two-week introductory specials that you can. So almost every single studio for new students will have a two-week introductory special for unlimited classes for only $25 or $30. And I think you should studio hop and take advantage of these deals while you can. Thank you, guys. And I really love the podcast. Keep up the good work.
Wow, Jenna, that was a really great take on the bill of the week, because you didn't just have a bill, but you are helping us keep our bills low and everybody who's listening. So I really appreciated this one.
Yeah, those were some good tips. I think you practically did our exercise episode for us. So thanks for that.
Yeah. But we will do one. It's on the list.
That's a great idea. And I like those. And hopefully people can take advantage of that. Maybe even incorporate that into some of their date ideas as well. Go to those yoga studios with their partner. So thanks, Jenna.
Yeah, I love that you're giving us permission to studio hop because I would do that and I would feel kind of guilty. But since you're a yoga instructor and you've given me permission, I feel better about it.
Mm-hmm. And if anybody questions, we can just say Jenna in Iowa said we could.
Yeah. So even if it's a small town and everybody sees me going to different classes, I'd be like, Jenna told me I could.
Yeah.
So there.
Thanks, Jenna. We appreciate the permission.
Yes. And if you want to leave your bill of the week, please visit frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. And you can leave us a bill right on our speak pipe on the website. And we want to hear your neighbor bill, if he helped you hang a light, or your student loan bill that you paid off. Or a tip to help us lower our bills. That was a new take on it that we have not heard before. So definitely call us. Leave us a voicemail.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did not ask our community about frugal date ideas, you know, because we just don't care what they had to say.
That's not true. And you know
it's not true. It's not true. I spent all morning. So we listened to the, if you listen to the, my debt-free-versary episode, you will remember that I asked somebody to Photoshop my face on a gazelle. Well, somebody did, and somebody took it a step further and photoshopped a gazelle's face onto Jill's body. And it was our friend Leah in the group. And I am obsessed.
It was amazing. I honestly, literally busted out laughing when I saw it. I was not expecting, as I was scrolling through our Frugal Friends community, and to see just the gem of pictures that were left there. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh. And you guys have really pulled through in the group. You've provided everything that I could have ever wanted and more. So if you are not yet a part of our group, you have to go to frugalfriendspodcast.com/group and join, because we have so much fun. It's such a loving and supportive community for people who are trying to, you know, spend less money and, you know, go out less or go out for cheap. Mm-hmm. It's just a wonderful place. But anyways, since we didn't reach out to our group on this topic, because we just forgot to post about it, actually, we just wanted to provide you with a few general rules to live by when you're thinking about frugal date ideas, because it doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Usually the simplest excursions are the most memorable ones. So, Jill, did you have any tips or thoughts about this one?
I do. Of course I do.
Yes.
So, one thing that I would say is to be flexible on the time of day that you have your date. It doesn't always have to be Friday or Saturday night, when really things are most expensive and most packed. Eric and I really enjoy having dates in the morning or dates in the afternoon. So, sometimes that would mean for us, something we both enjoy is going to yard sales or flea markets or thrift stores. So especially like a Saturday morning yard sale is so fun for us. We bring our coffee from home and we just drive around looking for yard sales. You can put a budget on it if you want, you know, $5 each, or if there's something specific you're looking for, to go and do that. And so for me, that counts. It's not in the evening, it's not out to dinner, but to me, it's a date and usually cheaper because of the time of day. And then sometimes you run into the little people with their lemonade stands, and that's so fun because you can get lemonade for a quarter.
Cute. Inflation though, it's a dollar down here.
Yeah. And I would also say to invest in something for dates. And again, this was something that worked for Eric and I, but we spent about $100 on a raft, just a little raft with a trolling motor. And we would take that out to rivers and lakes around us and pack a lunch and go out on our little motorized raft. And that would be our version of a ramped up picnic and fun for both of us. So that $100 made for a good, I don't know, handful of dates, at least four or five dates, before we sold the raft then for $150.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That's something that people don't really think about, is that you can buy something and mm-hmm. use it a few times and resell it. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to hold on to it forever and let it just be clutter or wasted money, but you can buy something, you know, with a thought, oh, I'm going to use this two or three times mm-hmm. and then I'm going to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have used essentially, you know, you've gotten frugal dates out of it, not free, but you haven't like wasted a lot of money mm-hmm. on something that you will only use two or three times.
For us, I guess essentially it did end up being free when we sold it and made money.
You did, yeah.
But yeah, that's not guaranteed, but it was $100 for what, four or five dates at least.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. have an eye for that sort of thing. And for those of us who don't, you can still plan it out to say, hey, I want to get this thing for $100 and it'll cost me, you know, $10 a date. And so I'm going to resell it in a few months for $70.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anything else, Jill?
I mean, I've got more tips if you want me to keep going.
Girl, keep going.
So
keep going.
Just a few others that we've enjoyed. Another one is exploring and maybe adding some wine tasting to the menu, looking for wineries in the area. A lot of them will have wine tasting for free, so definitely find those. Sometimes they'll charge $3 to $5 for a tasting, but that's a fun thing that we'll do together. Also, looking for cool lookouts in your area and driving to those and just sitting at the lookout. You could ramp it up a notch and have each of you bring like 2 to 3 random questions for each other, maybe things you haven't talked about or things you're curious about with one another, or look it up on the internet, like good, interesting questions to ask your partner. So that's a fun one. Also, secret shopping. I know we've mentioned this in, I think, our food restaurant episode, but that has also been a good way for us to have a date night, is just counting secret shopping as our date, and has allowed us to go to more expensive places than we normally would have. I would never spend $100 on a date, but when I'm getting reimbursed for it, then I do.
Exactly.
Also, I don't know who your cell phone carrier is, but we have T-Mobile and we get T-Mobile Tuesdays where they will just give you free stuff sometimes to restaurant.com or I don't know, Subway or movie tickets or anything like that. So I will also use those freebies for our dates. And then I would say make it fun at home. So one time I did like I kind of like decorated the house to do like a Christmas in July kind of a theme. Basically, I made the room look like a beach, and then I made Hawaiian chicken and put on Hawaiian music, and we sat on beach towels in our living room, and it was just fun.
Oh my gosh, you're adorable. You are adorable.
I don't know how much Eric enjoyed it, but I liked it. I thought it was fun.
And then it was like, hint, hint, maybe one day you take me to Hawaii. Take me to Hawaii.
Yeah. And then doing projects together, whether that's gardening or building something or refurbishing something. Like you said, Jen, working alongside each other is good bonding.
Yeah. I love all those ideas, and I would second every single one of them.
Thank you.
Especially the asking each other questions. So all Travis and I pretty much did the entire time we were dating was ask each other like questions. We would go online and find those like 100 questions you should ask your significant other. And we would just sit like back and forth answering these questions. And I think that's like how we realized so quickly that we wanted to, you know, get married, mm-hmm. or how we would have realized if we didn't want to get married even quicker. So I love that. It is fun to add to any of these like ideas, just bringing some questions, and it's always a good idea, even if you're married, I think, to, you know, always be learning mm-hmm. about your spouse or mm-hmm. your partner. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And I mentioned all my suggestions previously, but I'll just, you know, reemphasize them. Combining something that you have to do with your partner. So whether it's running or going to the grocery store, just making it fun mm-hmm. and doing it with your partner and making it not feel like a chore, but, you know, combining it with something that makes it feel like a date. Mm-hmm. And then also when you're doing the free dates, don't be tempted to spend money elsewhere, because like I am guilty of going to take a walk and then walking by a coffee shop and buying a $4 coffee. Yeah. So Jill, I love your tip for the yard sales. Instead of stopping at a Starbucks on the way there, just bring coffee from home. Mm-hmm. And also I love food. So I think anything that you can combine food with can be a date.
Yeah.
And you can always bring your own food almost anywhere. So I just love food.
Yep.
Brought to you by love and food.
They go together.
Yes.
That's great. This gets me excited for having a date night. Date morning. Yes. Date afternoon.
Date anytime. And date with your friends. All these things can be done with friends too. So when you're trying to figure out things that you can do with friends that are not going to bars or to expensive restaurants or to like those, that thing that you pay like $50 just to play golf at, like these are great alternatives.
Right.
And they're all super fun. Mm-hmm. So it's not just for couples, except maybe the couples massage. I don't know if you'd want to get a couples massage with all of your friends.
A massage train. I always liked those. I like being at the end.
At the end where you don't get massage?
No. I should say at the front.
Yes. Yes.
And don't make it a circle. Just put me at the front.
And just, yep.
I like that both of the articles that we went over today had multiple things about going camping, and neither one of us listed them. We both just completely bypassed the camping
tip. Right over it. So if you were wondering if we were going to suggest camping as a frugal date idea,
nope,
you are disappointed. Even though Jill and I both like RVs,
yes,
we're more glampers than campers. I did go camping a few years ago, and I was like, never again.
Who wants to wake up feeling like they peed themselves? Apparently, people that go camping.
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So that's how we feel about camping.
Yeah.
But all the other things on these lists were really good, too, besides Messy Twister. So definitely check out our show notes to find out the rest of the ideas.
Yep. Good one. Let's go on a date. Okay. So as we wrap up, I have one question for you. Have you joined the Frugal Friends book club? So right now, you've joined it, Jen. Thanks.
I joined.
Good. So this month in September, we're reading The Year of Less by Kate Flanders. So we have a thread going in our Frugal Friends Facebook group where we're talking about all the frugal reading that we're doing, our reactions and responses to this book. It's a great book, by the way. So even if you are listening to this podcast outside of the month of September, still check it out. And if you haven't joined, head over to thefrugalfriendspodcast.com/group to join.
Yes, or you can find it just going to Facebook by searching Frugal Friends Community.
Mm-hmm.
And get your library cards out, because next month we're reading Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez. And we are giving away a free copy of that book for every 5 reviews we get this month. So if you go leave a review on whatever device you're listening to this on, not just iTunes, but like Stitcher, whatever, and then screenshot that review and send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And we will select the winners for October's book at the end of the month. And we'll email out to get you those books. But we are loving The Year of Less by Kate Flanders. And if you're loving it, you are going to love, see how I'm using love so much?
I do.
You're going to love our guest next week. I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Just giving a little taste.
You're going to love our next guest.
Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. If you love this book.
We've got quite the shocker for you.
Yes. Yes. And if you want to know an example of a helpful review, here's a great one. This is from Kyoka. She actually won our drawing last month for The Year of Less. And she says, not just about frugality. I love podcasts, minimalism, the journey to being completely debt-free, and a good sense of humor. These two are rocking my favorite things. And that's essentially what our podcast is all about.
Kyoka.
So we're super excited that is being translated. And people that also like those things are going to find our show and want to subscribe.
Thanks for listening, guys. This was a great time. I enjoyed hanging out with you, Jen, and talking about dates. So feel free to keep this conversation going over on our podcast community and let us know what you found to be some good tips. It doesn't have to end here with the ending of our podcast, but thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this episode, and we will come at you every Friday with more frugal goodness. So, till next week.
Until next week.
See you later.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni. Jill, will you go on a date with me?
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd never ask, Jen. Where are you going to take me? Someplace nice? Someplace special? Should I dress up?
Probably for a Groupon couples massage. Is that okay?
I would not argue with that one. I'll massage kale with you. That was a good time when we did that together.
Oh, yeah. We could massage kale together. That should have been a frugal date idea.
Take before and after pictures.
Or massage kale together.
Yeah. All right.
I'm going to hit stop.